Proclamation number 3233 of 26th of August, 1944. Working for the Kingdom of God. Pillar. An extensive sphere of action is available to the person who wants to work for the Kingdom of God. For wherever there are people, there is spiritual need. Only a few people consciously strive for the Kingdom of God, but the majority are without knowledge and faith because their will is wrong. But God does not force the will. If the human being is to be guided into faith and knowledge, then his fellow human being must helpfully assist him until his will has changed, and this can be achieved by the Word of God. And therefore people must be active who bring the Word of God to those who need it. That is why God's servants will always and everywhere be able to be active. They will never lack work, and God will supply them with people according to their worthiness. For again a distinction must be made between weak-willed people and those whose will is indeed strong but turned towards God's adversary. Bringing the Word of God to them will mostly remain unsuccessful, but the weak-willed urgently need help. It is not an easy task, it requires patience and love, for the ignorance, which is the result of faithlessness, makes those people indifferent towards their souls, and thus they cannot easily be persuaded to accept the divine word. The weakened will does not reject but does not accept either, instead it often remains apathetic, and that is why God's servant has to try again and again for his salvation until the will strengthens, until he decides to take a stand, for or against. This is why the work in the vineyard of the Lord is arduous and yet pleasing to God. For God needs representatives of His teaching on earth through whom His word is conveyed, because He cannot express Himself obviously in order not to curtail the freedom of faith and will. And therefore God also constantly stands by His servants on earth. They will not take a path without His guidance once they have offered themselves to Him for service. They are never left to themselves but every word, every work and every thought is guided by Him, they are always under His protection, even though they themselves also have to fight against opposition for their own sake, in order to still mature in strength to resist. For God needs their strong will, which is meant for Him alone. His servants must have this strong will. Otherwise they are unfit to work for Him because God's adversary is constantly at work to stop or destroy the work for the Kingdom of God. Resistance will therefore always and constantly hinder the servant of God's work for the Kingdom of God, and only the strong will then stand firm. The strong-willed person does not let himself be distracted, he always tackles the work again, he does not fear the enemy. He is constantly turned towards God and can therefore also constantly receive His strength. And anyone who places his strong will turned towards God at his disposal, who only wants to live and fight for God, will always be certain of His grace and blessing, and the difficult circumstances of life will not be able to knock him down, for he is a support, a pillar on earth, which is so necessary for the Kingdom of God that God Himself strengthens it and protects it from collapsing. He will be able to work and constantly enjoy God's protection even if the world wants to prevent him from being active for the Kingdom of God. For His Kingdom will continue to exist but the earthly Kingdom will perish, and therefore every work which is meant for the eternal, imperishable Kingdom is blessed. And every servant of God will receive power and strength in order to be able to work ceaselessly for Him. Amen.